Greetings again, children of God. It's Pastor Bob, and it's August 13th, specifically Friday the 13th. How are you doing so far? Amen. Keep God close today. There's a lot going on, and it's our fifth episode of Daily Respite. We're completing the work week, and then we're heading into the weekend. Our Friday devotional partner will be Richard Rohr. And I know a few of our listeners already receive Richard Rohr's daily meditation. He does his daily meditation emails by a weekly theme. So every week he focuses on a new theme. And this week he's been focusing on good and bad power. Good and bad power. And it's very interesting. So we're going to get to his meditation today, his devotional. A couple of announcements before we begin. Today's an interesting day. We're going to kick off our free Friday market from 3 to 6 p.m. But we'll be setting signs up and tables up and tents up throughout the day. If you have any fresh food, that is dairy food, anything that goes in a refrigerator, anything that's produce, anything that's fruit, any fresh food for our Friday market, or anything really, actually, we'll give it all away. And I don't know how many people we'll get on our very first day, but whoever comes is going to get it. And it's welcome to all, okay? This isn't just for a specific part of our community. This is for everybody to enjoy the blessings of the plains, the produce of the plains. How about that? Amen. All right. Just let me know if you want to donate or bring anything, or stop by between 3 and 6. Say hi, grab a, you know, corn cob and a blessing. That's our mantra. A corn cob and a blessing. Amen. Here we go. Richard Rohr's Friday installment of his theme, Good and Bad Power, is called No Domination in God. Now, little setup for this devotion. Richard Rohr has been helping us see the world in a way that looks at the differences between a world of domination, which is in front of us every day, a world of domination, or a world of love, And he draws the contrast and distinction. And where there's love, God reigns. And where there's domination, sin reigns. So that sets up our little devotional. He also quotes in this devotion one of our newest, and I say new in terms of the ancient days all the way up to today, one of the voices of today is Brené Brown, who has become very popular with a book out called Dare to Lead, Brave Work, Tough Conversations, Whole Hearts. Came out a couple years ago. But Brené Brown will be quoted. So if you're not familiar with Brené Brown, this might be your first introduction to her and her thoughts. So hope you enjoy that. Hey, let's get into this. Let's settle ourselves and center ourselves. And let's hear the words from Richard Rohr today to feed our soul. He says, Jesus seems to recognize that it's either a world of domination or it's a world of love. To understand Jesus's paradigm of love, though, we must first understand the Trinity, in whose image God says, let us create. The Trinitarian God is the loving relational flow who flows through everything since the beginning. So we really haven't talked a lot about the Trinity. Other denominations put a lot more emphasis on that, not that we ignore it, but this statement, I'm going to read it again. The Trinitarian God is the loving relational flow who flows through everything since the beginning. We will continually misinterpret and misuse Jesus if we don't first participate in this circle dance of mutuality and communion within which he participated. We instead Listen close now. We instead make Jesus into Christ the King, a title he rejected in his lifetime. He never sought that kind of power. People are more comfortable with the divine monarch at the top of the pyramid reality. So we quickly, see how this worked? We quickly made the one who described himself as meek and humble of heart, that's in Matthew 11:29, we turned him into an imperial god, both in the West, the king of Rome, and in the East, the king of Constantinople. This isn't the naked, self-emptying Jesus on the cross. This isn't a vulnerable, relational one who knows how to be a brother to all creation. The Greek Zeus became the Latin Deus, and then we no longer knew Jesus in any meaningful sense that the soul could naturally relate to, which was the main point of the incarnation. Circles are much more threatening than pyramids are, at least to empires, the wealthy, or any patriarchal system. What if we actually surrendered to the inner Trinitarian flow and let it be our primary teacher? Our notion of society, politics, and authority, which is still top down and outside in, would utterly change. From 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, listen to this. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit should be our circular and all-inclusive ecology for everything, including love, power, mercy, and justice. The Trinity shows that God's power is not domination or threat or coercion. You know, we've gotten pretty familiar with that made-up God, haven't we? That God of domination, threat, and coercion. Church has been very productive in issuing out that vision of God. Anyway, Rohr continues, if the Father does not dominate the Son, and the Son does not dominate the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit does not dominate the Father or the Son, then there's no domination in God. All divine power is shared power, and the letting go of autonomous and self-serving power. Brené Brown writes wisely about vulnerability and power. She observes that the phrase power over, is typically enough to send chills down spines. When someone holds power over us, the human spirit's instinct is to rise, resist, and rebel. As a construct, it feels wrong. In the wider geopolitical context, it can mean death and despotism. Rohr continues, there's no seeking of power over in the Trinity, but only power with, a giving away, a sharing, a letting go, and thus an infinite flow of trust and mutuality. This should have changed all Christian relationships. In marriage, in culture, and even in international relations. Instead, we continue to prefer kings, wars, and empires instead of an always leveling love. Amen. And now we're going to Pray It Out by Richard Rohr. This prayer is a closing prayer from Richard Rohr. Let us pray from Father Richard. Loving God, you fill all things with a fullness and hope that we can never comprehend. Thank you for leading us into a time where more of reality is being unveiled for us all to see. We pray that you will take away our natural temptation for cynicism, denial, fear, and despair. Help us have the courage to awaken to greater truth, greater humility, and greater care for one another. May we place our hope in what matters and what lasts, trusting in your eternal presence and love. Listen to our heart's longings for the healing of our suffering world. Knowing, good God, you are hearing us better than we are speaking, we offer these prayers in all the holy names of God. Amen.